come in when he's, you know, not super busy with his incredibly...
I'm having windows replaced today, so that's...
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I don't
watch
know
him
why.
Like a hawk. Do you need new windows? The whole house?
No, you know, yeah, pretty much. But a couple of them, they have the thermal pane, and it started leaking, and so it's all fogged, and so she wants new
so
ones.
So the window company does it? Like, you buy the windows? Like, do you...
It's a friend of her brother.
Oh, it's an inside job.
Well, no, he's good. He...
You look good. I mean, are you feeling how things going? I mean, people want to know. I get it all the time. Sure. How's Ray Dunaway doing? What's happening with Ray?
I spend most of my time at Highland Park. I mean, that's what I do.
Just once, hanging twice out a at week. The deli counter?
Yeah, but yeah. Darn good deli counter.
Which one do you go to?
The one right over here.
Oh, yeah. They make a good sandwich, too,
they
by the
do.
Way. If you go up, they do a lot of lunch business, and they make it fresh right in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, everything costs 10 to 15 bucks.
God.
Anything costs 10 to 15 bucks, but
yeah,
to get a fresh-made sandwich like that.
I mean, I have noticed that I am spending more when I'm checking out.
Well, I noticed, we talked about this last week, because you have your, what do you call it, the GBI, is that it?
Ground Beef Index.
How's that, have you, what's going on with that?
Actually, they've been holding the line on meat pretty well. But yeah, other items are costing you more.
I've noticed it the most at the deli counter with like sandwich meats.
Right.
They used to always get $7.99, $9.99. Now it's like $13.99 and $14.99. It's
God
like
almighty.
It's so obviously more expensive. But I guess, do you consider yourself now like on a fixed income, right? So
yeah,
when things cost more, you notice.
Yeah, I do. But, you know, it was rare we'd go above 200, but now we're pretty much always there.
You get any travel in this summer or what?
Well, I think I told you off air, but I went over to Peekskill, New York.
Peekskill? How far up is that?
It's not far. It's 30, 40 miles from the city.
So?
It's almost a bedroom community.
Oh, really? So you end up going like Tappan Zee or whatever they call it now?
Well,
like,
actually, this, no, we found another bridge, you know, but I mean, driving in eastern New York, or actually west eastern New York, across the river, the Hudson, which is spectacular as far
it,
as
it really is stunning. It is. I had never really thought about it, but when we cross it, it's huge.
But we've been using GPS a lot when you're over there because you have to. Because it's hard to find your way around over there unless you're a native.
Right, really know it well. Have you been following any local politics? I know you follow the national stuff.
Yeah.
But you follow this energy price thing? You think?
Oh, yeah. Your bill might be a little high. I don't know.
But were you on top of the budget, this grand bargain they did in 2017? Like, was that on your radar at all?
Yeah,
like,
I think so. I mean, we used to do a lot of time with the budget. But now, you know, there's six Republicans in the state. It's not much of a battle anymore.
Yeah, what is that? Is that because it's been tough for New England Republicans in a Trump era? Or is it the weakness of the party organization? Because the Republicans we know who serve are really good.
Of course they are.
They're really, really good.
But they're fewer and fewer of.
Right. So are there not enough Republicans in the state to draw from?
Well, I think I think it happened in 96. I was covering the election that night. And, you know, the fact is, I think a lot of people who are of that inclination have left the state. They just said, I'm out of here. And that's the first one I really noticed it. But, I mean, it used to be like pretty much 50-50. And now it's... How many Republicans are in the House?
Well, even if it were 60-40, it'd be more competitive government. It's just not competitive government.
Oh,
so the Republicans can ask for a special session all day long, but they don't. The other side doesn't. There's no force mechanism
to
make them do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I don't think a special session for this would have made a difference. I think I'm pretty well convinced that if you use some of the, even if there is any ARPA money or whatever, it's going to give a little relief to a lot of people, and it's not going to make a difference. Like,
no.
They need to find out how to make power and energy less expensive general.
When you talked about, when you were talking with the guy from CBIA.
Yeah, Deepintima, yeah.
What?
Chris Deepintima.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and housing is a big deal. But I think the cost of electricity is a deal. I really do. And they got into this, okay, we're going to go alternative energy and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, dream on, people. Is the wind blowing today, by the way?
I could have predicted that would be.
Solar would have worked really well.
I think all those alternatives would work well if you figure out a way to store it better. Like,
yeah,
I think
that's
the battery.
Really expensive, Brian.
Yeah, yeah. But that's where the future is if you want to have those. Because the wind doesn't blow every day and the sun doesn't shine every day, right?
No.
We both know that. But if you find a way to store it when it is, then I think you can find a way to compete. But until you can find a good way to do that, I mean, again, I don't know squat about those two businesses. I'm just talking off the cuff.
Well, that's good.
He's Ray Dunaway. I'm Brian Shagman. It's Brian and Company here on WTIC.
Break time again? No,
we're good. We're going to take it for two more minutes. We got Tommy. He's going to be psyched to see
you. Food truck Tommy. Absolutely, as you like to call him.
What are you going to go with?
It's Christmas. It's a surprise. Who knows? I'll take door number three. I mean, I don't care.
What's your usual breakfast? Because you're not going to have your usual breakfast.
I don't have breakfast.
Are you a faster?
Yeah, I have a hot dog in the morning.
You do not, do you?
I do. Or a bratwurst.
That's awesome. Well, then this be great, perfect
corned
for Tommy.
Beef hash, that's pretty good.
He won't have that.
No, I know he doesn't.
He won't have that.
Well, he has good sandwiches. Got to give him credit for that.
Can you look in your drawer? You know, we haven't touched your drawer. It's almost like when a legend retires, you don't even look. No one sits in his stall.
There's nothing in there.
You know, forget about the number. Like, you know.
Take a look. Is that Russian beer still in there?
I think it exploded.
Oh, sorry.
But I think you should look through it. I'm afraid of some things that are in here.
Plenty of memories.
There's a lot to see in here.
Indiana Jones going on here.
There are memos from 25 years ago.
Well, sure. I didn't know I'd quit. I didn't know I'd retired.
How's the dog?
Lily is fine. We got her back from the vet because we were away for a couple days. And like I say, we're very excited about new windows. But, you know, it's all the excitement I really have in my life right now.
Got new windows, hot dogs for breakfast, life,
and a dog
times.
That's fine. Lily's just great.
All right. Well, we're going to talk next hour with Eric Semmel from Tab Computer.
Oh, good.
He's something. He's going to come in with his camera. Is he coming in? I'm assuming he's coming in. His head might explode too. He might see smoke coming out of his ears because he's going to have to do it a little differently. I don't know if he can do a three-person shoot. He likes to put it live on Facebook when he does his appearances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he's going to position the cameras to get you in.
Well, I shouldn't be on. So.
Oh, yeah, you should.
No, you should. Oh, no. Got to know your limitations, as Dirty Harry once said.
I mean, you're the prime target. No offense, your age demographic of like 80% of the scams that are out there in the world. I mean, let's
that
be honest.
True, the number of texts you get. I mean, it's weird.
I almost got sucked in by a scam the other day that I want to put to them because I'm pretty sure it was a scam. I had to take a survey with AAA, and if I took the survey, then I get this like emergency car kit. And then everything looks so official. And at the end, it's like it showed the car kit you can choose and had all these reviews at the bottom. I loved getting my free car kit. And then I just looked at the source of the email and it certainly wasn't AAA. And I was like,
really?
You know what? I don't think I'm going to fall through on this. And I was like, I was this close to being one of those suckers.
Well, Pam one time, she donated to Act Red to support Trump. All right, guys, don't get mad. And they never let you go. I mean, she's still getting, 10 texts or emails a day.
Why is that affecting?
And you try and unsubscribe and forget it.
You can't do that either. Hey, listen, we'll put a pin in that conversation. We're here with Ray Dunaway. If you want to call in and say hi, you can say hi to Ray.
Sure, you can.
560-522-9842. That's fine. We'd love to hear from you. Eric Semmel from Tab Computers is here setting up his camera.
Oh, yeah. But my head exploded. I only can do two cameras. You're exactly right.
That's right. It's like, what's he going to do? And we come up with a two shot from like over here. Yeah. And of course, the great Ray Dunaway
two
in studio
shot.
As well.
Nice.
Yeah, a little TV term.
You've done TV.
What'd you think? I mean, do you think, honestly, I was out of it for a couple of years. And you said, you know, because obviously you're one of the, the prime demo watching at 4:30 in the afternoon at home in West Hartford.
Time for the early bird special. Come on, Mom.
Were you surprised when you saw me out there?
Yes. Well, you know, the other surprise I ran into was Joe D'Ambrosio and the Hartford Athletic. They broadcast some of their games.
Yeah.
And so one night I'm sitting around and, my God, it's Joe.
He's so good.
I mean, he seriously is. So good.
I was told I got to pick this up.
What?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I understand this could be the Ray Dunaway show with Brian. Or is it Brian with Ray Dunaway? I'm not sure.
Oh, well.
Good morning, guys. It's Jody Rell.
Oh, hi, Gov. How are you? I was thinking about you yesterday.
I can't get her on the show, and then Ray comes in, and she comes on the show.
That's great.
That's the power Ray has.
I'm sorry about that, Brian. I'll make sure I do it. I promise you I'll do it sometime, maybe in December. How's that?
That's perfect.
For the holiday store.
Sure. She calls in for Ray. How about that?
That's nice. Thank you, Governor. Are you in Florida still, or where are you?
I am actually in beautiful downtown Brookfield right now and leaving for Florida on Thursday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we went through there yesterday. We were doing something in New York State, and it was great. You know, I go through Brookfield, and I'm always thinking about you.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks. How's life treating you these days? Good?
Well, aside from the fact that it's 8:15 or 8:13, and it's going well.
You're not usually up at this hour?
Oh, Governor, well, never.
Madam Governor, you should see how much shepherd's pie he scooped into a cup with the food truck guy. So I think if he's not doing well...
I'm doing fine. Thank you. It's beautiful. Tommy, thank you.
How are you, Governor? A lot of people would love to know.
Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you. I had a little issue with sciatica. Anybody ever had that before?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
It hurts,
painful.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
It really does. So I'm hobbling around like a crazy old person, but I'm on the mend. I'm on the mend. So
no, it's awful. Anyway. Sciatica is, it used to be a joke, you know, like when you're watching Mayberry RFD or something.
Matlock,
yeah. And but
I know. But you know, the funny thing is it happened in the strangest ways. I literally was getting in my car. And, you know, you just normally lift your leg, go into the car seat, driver's side. Don't do that anymore. You slide in.
Oh, it's
gracefully.
Horrible. It does eventually go away.
Well, listen, it's a pleasure. It's so great you called in to say
thanks,
hi to God. Ray, and I'll hold you to it in December, but enjoy the interim down south, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Brian. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye now.
Governor Jody Rell calling in on the hotline.
Those were the good old days.
She's great.
I mean, we've
Patty LaShane, you know, she's always trying to get people together and get people talking and connect myself with Governor Rell and, you know, I mean, a Republican governor.
Well, it kind of balances things out.
It's nice to have balance.
Yeah. You know.
We got to take a quick break here.
What's Eric laughing about?
Right? It is nice to have balance occasionally.
Always balance. I always think of Karate Kid.
Well, exactly. Question of Balance, Moody Blues. It's an album. You wouldn't know that. David Foster was not involved in that.
Well, I was fascinated by David Foster. He had a great career.
Well, I can't believe you research it.
That's what I do.
What was our song of the day today?
It was She's a Beauty by The Tubes.
That's a great one.
Fee Waybill fronting it. We got to go before Matt
gets mad. I know.
All right, we have Ray Dunaway. And we have Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I know, so you got the single camera set up, but got right here.
Ray's there, there.
Ray's out of picture.
Yes.
I want to ask you, like,
which is good.
You listened on the way in to my little anecdote about, was it a scam?
Yes. And the great thing about Google is you can always, when you're just about to hit enter on the scam, say, wait a minute, this feels scammy. I'll go ahead and put AAA car kit scam. And then miraculously, the Google shows up. And
but
says,
I filled out the survey.
But did
I just didn't
it?
Reclaim the prize. I did.
Oh, well, then somebody's got your information, whatever that information was.
You didn't get your repair kit then.
No. So what happens?
It depends on what they want your information for. Maybe they're going to reach out to you again, acting like AAA and ask for more information. Maybe they're going to try to sell you something. Who knows? But according to AAA, it's a scam. I mean,
but I'm not going to get my bank account.
Did
purged.
You put your bank account in?
I did not.
Then you're good. Then you're good. If you put your bank account in, then you get some trouble.
I just feel like such a sucker for going that far. I really do. I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, I've turned into my dad in another way.
That's your natural curiosity.
I was like, free car kit? Are you kidding me? I got a flashlight and
flares.
Oh my God, jumper cables? This is great.
You can never have enough free jumper cables.
Such an idiot. Okay, so I didn't know that hearing aids, A, they can be so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And the health coverage and so on and so forth. So this thing that Apple's got going is kind of a big deal.
It does. I mean, it is. They got an FDA approval on their iPods to be used.
AirPods.
You nervous because Ray's here?
Yeah, Ray does make me nervous.
Yeah, sure.
Just like the first day. They have an FDA approval on this. And so it actually has helped the Apple sales of the new Apple iPhone that's out, too. And so with an FDA approval, you can now have your AirPods help with your hearing. And I would hope that's going to happen all around, right? I mean, imagine all the disruption that can happen with these technologies and actually have the AirPods. I mean, even for me, it's hard and sometimes in certain crowded areas to hear people talk specifically. Imagine if your AirPods could do that.
And they do.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
It wouldn't be so offensive when kids are wearing AirPods and talking to you, too, because it drives me bananas.
Get that stuff out of your ears. Yeah, I know.
Do you? Is your hearing solid? Not good?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Now, Pam had cochlear implants. So, you know, that's another issue.
I
think technology-wise, it's I'm not cheering
bucks.
For Apple to make more money, but like that's a great use of something that's very popular.
And it's only $250. If you look at what hearing aids cost, they cost an arm and a leg.
Oh, try a cochlear implant.
Oh,
see what that costs.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So this is a great possibility here, and I hope other companies get an FDA approval on all sorts of stuff.
So you have the story about Google Chrome asking for a password to keep you out of kiosk mode, and that's a scam.
Yes.
But what is kiosk mode anyway?
Yeah.
It's just that. So basically, you can set up a kiosk. Where you have the Chrome actually show like a digital signage, right, or something specific. It kind of locks you into a mode where you can't do a whole lot. It's designed to kind of just operate in a specific way. And so this new scam, if you get it, it's like a malware. It forces you to put your password in. It's hoping you're going to just get tired and eventually put your password in.
Right.
If you put your Google password in, now they have access to your accounts and any of your saved passwords, because so many people save passwords in Google. Right? Google asks you all the time, would you like me to save your password?
Yeah.
Do you do that,
convenient.
Right?
Thank you.
It is.
Do you do that?
No, I've got it on my iPad. So.
But it signs you in automatically, though, right?
It does.
If you do that. But, of course, if you give the bad guys the password, they're like, Brian put the password in. I guess I'll go out. Same thing I ask people on a regular basis on Saturdays. They're going to do that now with a scam. So what you can do to get out of it is hit Control-Alt-Delete. Or reboot your machine. Get into safe mode in your machine. And then I can put a link up here where you actually link up all these stories as far as how to get out of this. But it's a pretty interesting issue that's happening to people who are being tricked by this malware to lock your machine up.
Just we get tricked at every turn.
Well, that's
what about
an iPad,
iPhone,
or an iPhone. If you're running Chrome, are you running Chrome? Or are you running Safari? You're probably running Safari. Yeah, you're not susceptible to this particular problem.
Okay. Is Safari pretty safe?
They have the same type of issues. Apple will tell you they're always safer, but they're just as hackable. It's just less of a target.
I'm curious, as they integrate AI with their new phone, this is on our list, if Siri will actually become better. I mean, I think Siri is one of the worst voices.
I agree.
How can Apple be such a good company and that be so bad?
Because AI, again, I think is kind of bubbly. It's really more of a hype, just like the internet was in 2000s before the dot-com bubble. You know, AI is going to be a thing, but it's really not a thing yet. And eventually it will be a thing.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays to answer any and all questions. Ray Dunaway here in studio.
It's awesome to see the Ray Man.
It is. People love it. It's like a holiday in here.
It is. It's Christmas.
And if you're listening on the FM, doesn't he sound like Optimus Prime? He sounds like Optimus Prime when you listen to him on the FM. He really does.
Have you ever looked into a career as like just as a voiceover person?
No.
You'd be an audiobook star.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Am I right, Matt? He sounds like Optimus on the FM.
I don't know. I'm not steeped in Optimus Prime's voice.
I had kids. Sorry.
But Ray's got...
Oh, now you know.
He's got pipes. Yeah. Hey, tell me. I always thought you could do internet through cable, but it's not. It's separate. It was always separate wiring.
Yeah. So cable TV wiring. The old wires you used to use to get your cable TV. You could run kind of a network through it, but you couldn't get gigabit speeds. Now you can. So I was actually considering ripping out all the cable in my house until I saw this article.
Yeah.
And I said, wait a minute. They've gotten to a gigabit performance. So you can actually get a box and plug in if you don't have a data drop in a room, you can plug this box in, connect it to your network, and then connect the actual cable drop and, again, adapt it again back to Ethernet. And now you have a nice gigabit connection without having to run data cable, Cat 5 or Cat 6 data cable in your house.
What's the one that you add? Well, you guys talk about it a lot. It's an alternative to, like, Comcast.
Oh, we like GoNetSpeed for fiber internet.
I love it.
You have that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Had it for a couple of years.
We use T-Mobile because it's so inexpensive.
So you use it for family wireless?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But
the alternatives are great.
I mean, between the internet and phones, like, I can't tell you what I pay a month for five.
I know it's terrible.
We have five phones and Wi-Fi. You want to guess?
Oh, $350?
Jeez.
Was he right?
I mean, honestly, Price is Right rules. He's a winner. It's like $362.
God.
It's too much.
Isn't that insane? And like, it's a bargain relative to what it could be if we had another provider.
Correct.
Ugh.
And if you actually ask your kids to pay for your phones.
That's but then we can't take them away. Right? Because once they start paying for it, my daughter's going
to
be like, you can't take the phone away from me.
It's mine. I dare you to take them away right now, Brian.
She's like, I'm 18. No, she won the battle. I mean, I can't. Honestly, she would nuclear bomb my bedroom if I took the phone. But the boys, we still have that authority and leverage. And if they pay for it, then the argument's a lot tougher.
That's it. See you around, old man.
You have no power here.
We have no power in general. I had a run-in with my youngest last night. I thought I was going to lose. I barely won by a nose hair.
Jeez.
Was this like a verbal argument?
It was about controlling who's in control of the stuff. And he's gotten more sophisticated and compelling and also, and more difficult. Anyway, Eric, listen in on Saturdays, 9 to 11 here on WTIC. He'll answer any question you have, and it's great. You know, Eric, it's always good to have you in studio.
Yeah, good to see you.
Just one last complaint.
Yeah.
Okay, so my email disappeared.
On your phone?
On Comcast.
Oh, your whole box went away?
Well, no.
Oh, because you left, because you went to go NetSpeed.
Well, that's been a while. That's been 4 years, three years.
Yeah.
But you can't find customer service with Comcast.
You can't get a person.
That's why you got to get a real email box over at Proton. Pay for your email
box. There's my new one.
Proton. It's a Swiss company. It's also going to be fully encrypted, point to point. You're very private.
Okay.
That's the way to go, Ray.
All your private communications will be taken care of, Ray.
Comcast. Yes. Comcast has absolutely no customer service.
Yeah. Yep. It's a free box.
Hey, we got to run. Morgan's,
I got to go.
He's giving me hand gestures. Central Intelligence. I really do. Anyway, how's that Diet Pepsi? Well, you read the ingredients? You shouldn't do that.
You know, the president was talking about shrinkflation, and I think this bottle is smaller.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember which host on our air. Shrinkflation is real. I mean, there's a bunch of bags that I've picked up of certain products that absolutely feel smaller. Well, look at the fluid ounces. Look at the ounces. What does it say?
16.9.
16.9?
Yeah. 1.5 hundredths of a pint.
So why are you a Pepsi person over a Coke person?
I don't know. Because, I don't know. One of my best friends was a Coke, just a Coke. No, he wasn't. He was
the
Pepsi
Pope?
Guy. He was a Pepsi guy.
So you supported him by drinking Pepsi?
Well, I sure did. It's a fun business, actually. It's cutthroat, but it's fun.
A lot of money to be had in it still.
Well, grocery business. Dear God. You want to talk about wars.
Well, the grocery business is low margin. Beverages is a high margin business.
Oh.
I mean, the to make that is not a lot of money.
No.
And now they're charging like... That's like $2, even off of Tommy.
Yeah. I think it's smaller. I really do.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, we got to take a break here. Ray Dunaway in studio, and we had Jody Rell call in. If you want to call and say hi to Ray, feel free. 860-522-9842. People ask about you all the time, Ray.
Ancient history, man.
You are not. I'm over. You are part of the program.
I just clip coupons.
He's part of the company.
He's, who is?
You are. You're an unpaid intern.
And thanks for having me in, Mr. Shackman.
Ray Dunaway in studio.
I'm part of the company today.
You are. Do you think we have more ads than we used to?
There's Buck. Hey, we're all brothers here.
You know what? That's one thing. You know, I golfed with Salt from Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC FM. And we had that conversation that it seems like the building, because we have Light 100, we have Hot 93, we have 96.5 TIC FM,
and us.
And it seems like everyone gets along pretty well.
They do.
But Salt says, like, in places like Boston, that's not the case.
Oh, no, because they're clawing to stay on top.
Yeah. And we're just clawing to stay out of the bottom.
Well, you know what? It was that way in Los Angeles, at least for me.
It was nasty?
No. Well, no, not necessarily. We only had an AM and FM, and the FM was in another facility, so we were on Melrose. And that wasn't a very friendly group.
Like, would they do things to undercut?
Oh, God, no. No, they didn't do that.
Did you ever have that kind of dynamic? Or like other shows on your station that were felt competitive or jealous or envious or what have you?
Not that I know of. But there's nothing to be jealous of with me, so.
Hey, I'll add two serious subjects I want to cover
with
you.
Yes, please.
Hartford. Do you think it's an unsolvable problem? Do you think Hartford can never be some growing, emerging, thriving city?
There were plenty of people that had that vision. And I remember when I first got to work here, we were downtown.
Early 90s.
In the Gold Building. And there was a pen and ink drawing. Not pen and ink, but it's redundant. There was a ink drawing of Hartford 2005, something like that. And yeah, you had the Cutter building up. You had a bunch of buildings that were going to go up. And the idea was, and you know, I think you had a good point earlier. The one thing I wish they would do is have direct rail into Boston and New York. I think that'd make a huge difference.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about Worcester. Worcester's real estate has firmed up because of you can get a direct train now, so you can hypothetically really commute to Boston from Worcester. And I'm not saying people would commute from Hartford to Boston, but if you had a direct shot, it would certainly increase the appeal of living there.
Well, George David, who used to be the CEO of United Technologies, and one of the things, he made this big deal about doing a rail line between New York and Boston running through Hartford. And he said they'd make a huge difference, and I think it would.
But to answer the question,
What?
Do you think Hartford can change its trajectory?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things to be positive about.
Such as?
It's actually a pretty good place. Great restaurants.
First of all, I love Hartford.
I know you do. You know, it's easy to get around. It's not too big. I mean, I think it's perfect. I mean, it's just you got good theater, good entertainment.
Would you live there?
Where?
In Hartford?
Yeah. I wanted to when I first got here. But, okay.
Couldn't afford it?
No, actually, the one thing they said was, you don't want your kids in the schools here. In the Hartford schools.
Like people who were advising you on where to live and such?
I'm talking about it on the air, because I kind of wanted to live, you know, if I could, I'd live in the city, the West End. I'd love to live there.
Yeah.
Now, that is a price issue.
Yeah. Well, now it is, sure, of course. And so you settled on West Hartford, or did you live somewhere else?
No, I lived in Avon.
In Avon?
And I loved Avon.
It's a beautiful town.
It really is.
The other thing is, we got a couple quick minutes here.
Okay.
Without getting too knee-deep in it.
Yes.
But, I mean, who do you think is going to win in November?
You know, Brian, honestly, I don't have an idea. I mean, if he survives, maybe Trump. although we haven't had an attack now in, 24, 48 hours?
It's just so weird because, like, we talked off mic of this. I mean, first of all, no matter how much you like or dislike somebody, this is not what nobody... I mean, I've had people...
I've thought about people that I'd like to, but yeah.
No, but I've heard people... It's very disturbing. I've heard people say that that's what they want. And I was like, you don't want that. That's
what
not what...
What a mess that'd be.
It's just not the way... It's not the way we want our world to be.
I know.
No matter how you feel about anybody, it's not the way we want our world to be.
A lot of high-strung people out there, though.
But there's just a lot of... We have 340 million people. There's going to be some that are
Well,
both.
This last prize, he was a beauty.
I still think Trump has a little bit of an advantage
I do too.
Nationally.
No, I
mean,
would
in terms of the states. I mean, the general election polls are not the polls to watch. It's the patterns within the few states that matter.
Oh, God, you've been doing this. You've been doing work on this.
No, I mean, it's true. It's just... I mean, Kamala Harris most likely will win the popular vote because of New York and California.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's what you need to look at. I think it's the in-state polling and...
Well, that's why they want to get rid of the Democrats in particular, want to get rid of the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, I talked about it. I got a lot of responses from people because popular vote is it's got its issues too.
It does.
They're both challenging models.
And I think Connecticut is fooling around with ranked choice voting.
Right. What do you think of that?
I think it's terrible.
Because?
I don't know. Just because it's different. No, I don't know. I think it's messier than it needs to be. Maine, I think, does it.
Yeah.
And doesn't Maine have one district that's Republican?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Republican strongholds in Maine, but there is, in terms of congressional districts, how many seats do they have? I don't know, two?
Yeah, two or three.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that what their delegation is.
Well, see, and that should be a reason that you're for the Electoral College, as we like to say, is because the whole idea was to give smaller states
the same amount of power.
I mean, look at Vermont.
Yeah.
I mean, Vermont has seven people, when UVM isn't in session.
Yeah. Hey, it's great to see you. We always run out of time. Will you come back before Thanksgiving, maybe?
Whatever you want.
Let's.
I got nothing to do.
Oh, stop it. You got Windows, baby. Windows.